Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Cleanup begins after tornado in Eureka. We've got the story.
The autopsy of a Wichita boy still leaves questions unanswered. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A Supreme Court justice is retiring. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The record high in Wichita for today is 106, set back in 2012. While we may not get that hot, we are going to be close. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Eight people were injured after that tornado touched down Tuesday night in Eureka, two of them critically. According to the National Weather Service, data suggests an EF3 tornado hit Eureka, producing 136 to 165 mile-per-hour winds. The tornado had a path of just over 2 miles with a width of 250 yards. Greenwood County Sheriff Heath Samuels released information about the homes in the damaged path.
78 of those houses are damaged. 12 of the homes are what they would refer to as failed, which would be not livable or leaning, and 10 homes are totaled. That's in the 77 block area of the damage path.
Greenwood County Emergency Management says anyone planning to volunteer for tornado cleanup should check in at the Matt Samuels Community Building on Jefferson.
The autopsy of a Wichita boy whose body was discovered months after he was reported missing has not been able to answer questions on how he died.
The Wichita Eagle reports that the autopsy of 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez lists both the cause and manner of his death as undetermined. A separate autopsy, also released Wednesday, determined that the woman who had been caring for the boy and later led an investigator to his body committed suicide. 27-year-old Emily Glass killed herself 2 weeks after the body was found. Police have said they found 3 suicide notes with her body. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett said in a statement that he will make a formal announcement early next month after reviewing the autopsies and meeting with investigators. A community memorial service for Hernandez is scheduled for Saturday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have released the name of Wichita's latest homicide victim. The woman was stabbed to death in northwest Wichita. Her boyfriend has been arrested.
The Wichita Eagle reports that the autopsy of 5-year-old...
Wichita Police Department officials have identified the victim in Tuesday's domestic violence homicide as 22-year-old Mackenzie Payne. We again want to remind citizens regarding domestic violence concerns. You can always call 911, Harbor House Domestic Violence Shelter, YWCA Women's Crisis Center, the Wichita Area Sexual Assault Center, Stepstone, or the Women's Initiative Network.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this was the third domestic violence homicide in Wichita this year.
A huge shakeup on the Supreme Court as a justice announces he's retiring.
Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is stepping down. The 81-year-old said in a statement his resignation is effective as of July 31st. The president praised the longtime justice for his 30 years of service and says the search for a new justice will begin immediately.
He is a man who is displaying great vision. He's displayed tremendous vision and tremendous heart. And he will be missed.
Justice Kennedy cast the swing vote on several divisive issues, including abortion, affirmative action, and same-sex marriage. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on the president's nominee this fall.
It's imperative that the president's nominee be considered fairly and not subjected to personal attacks.
Reporting in Washington, D.C., I'm Ellison Barber, Fox News.
House Republicans failed to pass an immigration bill for the second time in as many weeks.
President Trump sounding somewhat optimistic despite a second House effort on immigration falling way short.
Ultimately, we'll come to something, and perhaps it'll be after the election, maybe it'll be before.
Blaming Democrats despite more than 100 House Republicans voting against a measure pushed by GOP leadership.
If we gave them 100% of what they wanted and then doubled it, they still wouldn't pass.
All House Democrats in lockstep opposition. The bill would have directed $25 billion toward President Trump's border wall. This as many conservative members came out in opposition, not happy with the proposal's provided path to citizenship for so-called dreamers or those immigrants brought here illegally as children. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Little bit of something unexpected from the Kansas City Royals yesterday afternoon. We'll have highlights coming up in sport.
A new study is shedding light on a contradiction in human behavior and exercise. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Wichita Coalition for Child Abuse Prevention has launched a campaign creating awareness of safe havens. Cindy Miles is co-chair of the coalition's awareness committee.
A parent can hand an uninjured baby to someone who is on duty at an officially designated safe haven location without fear of prosecution for abandonment. Kansas allows up to 60 days to relinquish an infant at a safe haven. As long as a child shows no sign of intentional abuse, the parent will not be required to answer any questions and will not face prosecution.
Wichita Police Captain Travis Rakestraw says safe havens were provided under a Kansas law from 2013.
Any time that we can step in with an initiative such as this to prevent child abuse or prevent child homicide, that's what this is for, and that's what we want to be here for.
Safe haven locations in Wichita include police and sheriff stations, city and county fire stations, city or county health departments, and medical care facilities.
A woman from Wisconsin who came to the U.S. from Jerusalem in the 1990s has been accused of aiding the Islamic State.
She suggested followers attack churches, festivals, and public water sources. Now a Cudahy, Wisconsin woman is being held without bail, charged with promoting ISIS. 45-year-old Wahaba Issa Dayas, a mother of seven, faces 20 years in prison. According to the criminal complaint, Dayas hacked social media accounts to give instructions on how to carry out attacks and created an online library with instructions on bomb-making and poisons. Five of her kids are in Milwaukee County Protective Services after being found in deplorable conditions. It's believed her now estranged husband showed them beheading videos. A trial is scheduled for August 27th. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
A new study is shedding light on a contradiction in human behavior.
More adults in the U.S. say they're working out, but at the same time, more are becoming obese. About 24% of adults said last year they exercise enough each week to meet government recommendations for both muscle strengthening and aerobic exercise, up from 21% in 2015. But the same survey from the Centers for Disease Control finds 31% of adults indicated they were obese, up slightly. One expert saying those that are becoming more physically active may already be a healthy weight. The survey also finding nearly a third of non-elderly adults in Colorado, Idaho, and New Hampshire met exercise guidelines. Only about one-seventh in Mississippi, Kentucky, and South Carolina did. The survey of 35,000 adults has been a gauge of U.S. health trends for more than 60 years. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Gasoline prices going up. We started seeing that yesterday. $2.69 a gallon is what we're seeing out there this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
Feels a little warm out there.
Oh, yeah. It's already warm this morning. It's just a sign of what's to come this afternoon.
Okay, give us a break. Tell us about it.
All right. Well, it looks like we're going to top off about 102 degrees today. So we hit 100 yesterday. We're at about a couple degrees today. We're going to keep with the sunny skies. But today we are adding some gusty south winds, about 15 to 25 miles per hour. Still humid today, though, which means the heat index is going to be anywhere from around 105 to 110 for this afternoon.
That sounds nice.
Lovely, isn't it?
I'm being facetious. Well, what about tonight and tomorrow then?
So basically the same story, because it's going to be so humid and windy tonight, we're going to only get down to about 76 degrees. And tomorrow, once again, looking at a high of about 100, plenty of sunshine, strong winds, and still humid as well. Okay. So not much relief for the next few days.
When do you think we might get a little rain or even some moderating temperatures here?
Well, we'll finally get a front to come through Saturday night. That'll bring at least a small chance for a few thunderstorms and will cool us down ever so slightly. You're going to love this. We're going to go all the way down to 92 degrees
Ooh,
on
wow.
Sunday.
That'll be plum chilly, as we used to say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you, Katie. That's KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. And again, right now, partly cloudy, 75 degrees. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour. A dangerously hot day across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high was 100, and those heat indexes got way up there. Normal high is 90. The record high for yesterday's day, by the way, 109. That was set back in the big heat wave of 1980. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and volunteers are showing up. Cleanup operations really getting underway in Eureka after the tornado that hit there Tuesday night. And with us this morning, live from Eureka, KSN's Amanda Aguilar. Good morning, and nice to have you with us, Amanda.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to be with you guys.
So there is, is there a line of people over there? People lined up ready to go to work this morning?
Yeah, so they have finally allowed volunteers to come out here. They could come out, they said 7, but, volunteers are already out here in line to check in at, 6:45. So definitely you can see an effort from the community coming out here to help, those affected by the tornado. They just come to the Matt Samuels Community Center. They're just going to check in, get an ID, and then the organizers are going to tell them, what kind of tasks they need to do, where they need to go in town.
And I think about that. I think about the kind of day we're going to have. If you're showing up over there and you don't have some sunscreen, a good hat, and plenty of water.
You bring that sunscreen, bring the water. Heat is definitely an issue. A good thing, though, is that American Red Cross, they have a cooling center that's going to be on Main Street. So that's open 24/7. And then at the community center, they have tons of water and Gatorade, snacks, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, when you do volunteer work like that, do you have to have any special skills? Because I don't know how to operate a shovel. I guess.
Right. No, anyone is welcome to come down. No special skills needed. Just want to help, pretty much. As long as you want to help, then that's good.
I'm thinking about a really good pair of gloves, for one thing. Comfortable shoes, because you're going to be out there for
a
while.
Yeah. Yes, that as well. Definitely be prepared. We spoke to the sheriff yesterday, and heat is going to be an issue, like I said. So they want to make sure that volunteers are also taking care of themselves, not just the residents and those affected by the tornado.
Have you had a good chance to look around and see some of the damage over there, Amanda?
Yeah, I was out here early yesterday morning, and I mean, it was hit hard. But coming out here today, a difference yesterday made. The streets, I kind of like to call it organized chaos, because yesterday, there was debris everywhere on the streets. But now, the debris is pushed to the side of the streets in a nice little organized pile. You have the tree branches, some wood. So it's definitely a different scene out here for sure.
Well, right after something like that, of course, they don't want the public in there for a number of good reasons. But one of the things, and I've been in those situations where, hey, you're walking down a street there in that kind of situation, you don't know, there might be a live electric wire,
yeah,
something like that, or big nail sticking up.
Exactly. Yesterday, I was, looking for the damage, looking at different places, and then I looked down, and there's a wire from the power line. I was like, oh my goodness. So, yes, you have to be careful. There were some streets blocked yesterday because power lines, power poles were down. They opened up early afternoon yesterday, but yeah, the sheriff, he said, these barricades are put in place for the safety of the residents, because there's just power lines, even draped across the trees. And if you were to move that tree, what could happen?
Now, have you been talking to some of the folks who said that they didn't get a lot of warning yesterday or Tuesday night? I know that that thing just kind of popped up and there it was. There wasn't
right.
much warning, but apparently we did pretty well. And I say eight. Only 8 people were injured, and they came right down through the middle of town.
Exactly, yeah. Thankfully, no fatalities, only injuries. We are planning to hopefully get an update on those people, but from what I heard is that most of them were already released. There was one in critical condition. We still need to get an update on that person.
One of the things I think about, I didn't used to think about this much, but when my mother was in assisted living for a while, if you've got nursing homes and hospitals and places like that in the line of fire on a tornado, and you don't have any warning at all like that, ooh, that's scary.
I actually talked to an 8-year-old over here. They're doing free breakfast right now. She told me she was with her grandma and her aunt, and, you know, they had nowhere to go because, you know, all the rooms had windows. Mm-hmm. He was just like, I was so scared. Like, we just, like, were in the middle of our house, and, like, it was shaking, and, you know, she was really scared. Definitely a traumatic experience for an 8-year-old, I would say.
Oh, for anybody, any age. Amanda, yeah. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, you get plenty of water today, and get your sunscreen going.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired.
All right, thank you. That's KSN's Amanda Aguilar in Eureka this morning, looking at the storm damage and the volunteers all showing up out there to help out. And again, if you go, take some sunscreen, take some, you know, wear the proper shoes. And she said there's plenty of water over there, but you may want to take some yourself if you're going over. And they're starting to clean things up in Eureka. It's a kind of an indication, too, of Kansans, and I guess most folks there. People are always people who want to help, those who've had the victims of disasters and whatnot, and so they're going to have plenty of help over there, I'm sure, in Eureka. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, and we had some Royals action, some Wingnuts action. The Royals actually did something strange yesterday, right, Ted?
Yeah, they scored some runs. Amazing what can happen when you put four or five runs on the board. The Royals in Milwaukee taking on the top team in the National League, the Milwaukee Brewers, yesterday. The Royals only scored in one inning, but they did put up a nice big crooked number in the top of the seventh. You heard the game yesterday afternoon on KFH.
Here's the pitch on the lefty. Swing and a ball well hit down the left field line. That's way back there, and it's off the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in on a long two-run single by Adalberto Mondesi.
So many times this month, the Royals, it seemed, ground into double plays when they had runs on base. But boy, you get that big hit and things really can make the difference. And the Royals held on to win it, 5-4. Kansas City gets the win and split this two-game series with the top team in the National League. That's good. Off day today for the Royals as they now will be heading to Seattle for a road trip during the weekend. First time in 23 days that the Royals had scored more than four runs in a game, which is why it's been a rough June.
Yep.
Royals off day today after coming off that win. The Wichita Wingnuts have been on a north road trip. They were in North Dakota, and then they've been in Canada for the last 3 days, taking on the Winnipeg Goldeyes. And it was all good times for the Wingnuts as they got the three-game sweep in Winnipeg, beat the Goldeyes 9-4 yesterday, hitting four home runs along the way. Wingnuts win 5 out of 6 on the road trip, and it's the first time they've ever swept a three-game series in Winnipeg in franchise history. Wingnuts have won 15 of their last 17 games, but they can't make up any ground. They're still 3.5 back in the South Division. Off day today for the Wingnuts. They'll be coming home for a 6-game homestand leading up to July 4th. Women's soccer action tonight. It's the top two teams in the Southwest Conference. FC Wichita taking on FC Dallas. That'll be on neutral turf, 7 o'clock tonight down in Oklahoma City for the FC Wichita women. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher Sam Tavis. He is in single A with the St. Louis Cardinals, playing for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Good outing for Tavis last night. Went 7 innings, only gave up 1 run. And he lowered his earned run average by more than 2 runs with that performance last night.
Wow.
Former Shocker Sam Tavis. Nice outing last night in single A with the Cardinals. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now, keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Democrat attorneys general are suing the government. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.